This is a HeadGum Podcast. Thank you so much to HelloFresh for sponsoring this week's episode of Lady Lovin'. If you don't know about HelloFresh, you're about to. It is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients. So all you gotta do is cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh is so convenient. You can choose your delivery day for when it works best for your busy schedule. There's selection and flexibility. You can choose from classic meals, veggie, or family. It's super simple. All the recipes take around 30 minutes. And you get so excited and confident when your HelloFresh meal turns out absolutely great. Honestly, I am a huge, huge fan of HelloFresh. And you guys, for $30, that's a lot, off your first week of HelloFresh, you gotta visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code LOVIN30. So remember, guys, get over to HelloFresh.com and enter code LOVIN30.
Hello, beautiful Lady Lovin' listeners.
Hey. It's
Monday morning, and you're joined by Greta Teitelman.
Hello.
Lauren Bosworth.
What's up?
And I'm Jilly Hendricks. And together, the three of us are here to entertain and enlighten.
Yes.
And this is very odd because we're doing this where we're on FaceTime. And so I'm looking at you guys while I'm speaking, but it's much different than when you're in the room together and speaking. Like, I feel like I need to really be present because we're like really focusing on the screen.
Yes. Yes, for sure. And yeah. The sound is like a little off today because our internet connection is a little spooky. So we're just going to apologize at the top of the episode for that. Mm-hmm. We're sorry. But we're so excited that the three of us are back for a new episode of Lady Lovin'.
And also, we have a live show.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday, the 18th. Wednesday the 21st. Wednesday the 21st of February at the Hollywood Improv. At what time, Greta?
It is at 7:30,
I believe. Greta's the responsible one with this timing.
We always look at her and we're like, Greta, what's
I know,
what's
everyone looks at
deal?
Me, which is hilarious because in my entire life, no one has ever done that, looking at me to, like, stay on top of that shit. I don't know how I got – I'm, like, treasurer and scheduler of
you
Lady
are.
Lovin'. I'm definitely treasurer.
You are treasurer for sure.
I'm treasurer. So there's that.
So, guys, I mean, I was in Costa Rica last week.
Costa Rica. I've never been to Costa Rica.
It was dope. I escaped America because it was my ex-boyfriend and I's anniversary and Valentine's Day. Not on the same days, mind you, but in the same week. And we've been broken up for almost a year now. And I just felt like I needed an escape and to just, like, be with some funny, hilarious friends. So that's what I did.
I'm really sorry. I just want to fill everybody in. It is at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. the
Wednesday.
Wednesday, February 21st, main room. Get your tickets.
Two more days.
All right.
It's going to be a really fun night. I think that it's going to be wild.
I think so, too. And we're all actually going to be there. There's going to be no FaceTiming. Mm-mm. We'll be in the flesh.
IRL, baby.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to wear. I'm so excited.
Something hot?
Something smoking, I bet. Jill always shows up to these things looking so good with, like, her hair and makeup all done. And I'm like, hey.
Show your tits off.
I love looking hot.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Do you know, since I've moved to LA, I'm way more into looking hot again. In New York, I could give like four fucks.
Really?
And now that I'm in LA, I like do my hair and makeup again every day. Isn't that wild?
I love looking hot.
I love to I don't do my hair, but I love to put on an outfit.
You do love an outfit.
I love outfits. I don't like tight clothing. So, you know.
You're like Kim K.
I wish.
You know what? Sometimes I don't do my hair. Sometimes I don't do my makeup. And sometimes I look like garbage. But guess who's still really fucking hot? Me.
Me.
Hotness is a mindset, baby.
You're so right.
It doesn't matter at all about any of that. It only matters how you feel.
Exactly. If you in your mind think you're hot, guess what? You're fucking hot. That's how it works.
Angelina Jolie recently told her daughters that anyone can put on a pretty dress. But it's about your mind.
It's true. That's fucking real. People can put on a pretty dress and that don't make them a pretty person, baby. You gotta have that good heart inside and out.
A mind.
Yeah. What's going on with you this week, Jill?
Should we check the sound real quick?
It sounds great.
Sounds fine.
Oh, I thought we were gonna check it.
Oh, we don't. We can't play it back.
Oh, cool. Didn't know that. Okay, so I guess we'll just start from, we have to cut this part out, and we can just start from, how's your week?
Yes.
Will you just make a note for Nick right now?
Yes.
So we don't forget.
We're just going to go, even if it sounds bad?
It doesn't sound bad.
It sounds fine. It's okay. It's not as, like, bad as I thought it was going to be, honestly.
Oh, got it.
Okay, I'll count you in. So 3, 2, 1. So... Jilly, tell us about your week. Catch us up on all that is newsy in your New York City life.
I don't have much to report these days. Just exercising and trying to build a business and be creative and make videos and make content and also have a social life. So trying to like balance has been really... I hate the word balance, though. You know what I mean? Because I hate the, like, idea of every day you have the same schedule and, like, that's what you do. Like, I don't have the same schedule every day. Like, some days I wake up at 6:30 to exercise. Some days I exercise at, like, 9 p.m. at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's still balance.
It is. I guess it is true. But, like, I do feel that a lot of times people talk about, like, balance or, like, you know, the structure. It's, like, a continuous plan. But I like to live a little bit in the I don't like to have a plan. It's like I plan my weeks rather than like every week I do the same like thing, you know, that sort of thing.
I think so you actually love to have plans. I think you love a plan, but you don't want it to be monotonous.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like I'll plan the week, but every week is different. But I like to, you know, obviously I have to plan or else I wouldn't be able to do everything. But the I think that I thought that I would need to have a actual structured plan every week and like reoccurring shit. But like, I don't like that. I need to have like different, because you want to know why I feel like it's restricting. I feel like some nights, if you want to go out till like 1 a.m. on a Wednesday, you should and not feel like, oh shit, I have a 7 a.m. workout. You know what I mean? Like you can work out at 9 p.m. on Thursday instead. So I feel like that's something that I've been really embracing. That's really all I have to report is my schedule.
Yeah,
that's what
dog.
No, I mean, I love a schedule. I love a hot schedule. Schedules turn me on.
Can I ask you a more intimate question?
Sure.
Have you seen any wieners lately?
You know, I want to keep that one private.
Okay.
Have you?
I'm keeping it private.
That's a yes. If you're saying that's you're keeping it private, that's a yes.
Guys,
no, that's a, you know that I don't really like to speak about the present moment.
The wieners in your life?
The present wieners? The wieners that
I like to
exist?
That because my thing is, you know, if I'm dating someone now or like in the moment, not that I am now, but I like to, make sure that that feels special and private.
Yeah.
Rather, I feel like if I talk about it a lot, then I get in my head and it's like, I want to actually let the whatever I'm doing process. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you have a secret and then you tell it to too many people and then it's not a secret anymore. How many people do you have to tell for a secret to not be a secret anymore?
One.
One.
Literally one.
Okay. But wait, hold on. What if I told you a secret What if it's my secret and I tell you the secret and I tell Jilly the secret? Is it still a secret?
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm asking.
But is it
gone? Probably, but you want to know what it is? I think it's if you tell a secret to Lo and then Lo tells your secret, it's not a secret.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. If Lo tells your secret, you're not the one telling the secret. Lo's telling the secret that it's someone else's secret, so then it's no longer a secret.
But what I'm asking is how many people does it, like, how many people would I have to tell my secret to individually for it to no longer be a secret? Because that's always one of those things when you find out someone told you a secret and they told your friend the same secret and you're like, hey, I thought they were telling me that secret. And turns out that's the secret everybody fucking knew, but everyone still thinks it's a damn secret.
Well, I think there can be one secret between 10 people and 10 people know about it. Or there's just a personal secret, like my wieners. It's a personal secret.
I think secrets are important, and quite frankly, I don't think I have enough of them.
Secrets are a part of human culture and life, and I read about that in a sociology book.
Thank you so much, Lo.
Gossiping is intrinsically part of who we are.
Whoa. Is there one? I don't think that I have one thing that I've never told anyone. I think I've told everyone, my life. I don't have like any private thing to myself.
I definitely have things. Like sometimes, if I'm feeling in a writer's block, I'll start to just like free write, and I'll find myself writing about things that I did as a child that I feel a lot of guilt and shame for, that I definitely haven't told people about. But they're not. It's not anything bad. It's mostly just like that child feeling of shame.
Yeah.
I think I have moments from my life, I guess you're right, that I haven't told people about. But like, you know, if I fall down, like I'm definitely telling someone. You know what I mean? That's not like a private thing. Like I'm not like embarrassed of like situations and things that have happened to me.
Can I tell you one of the most embarrassing falls I've ever had in my life?
Yes.
Of course.
Like 8 years ago, I was dating that douchebag guy that taught me how to tip.
Oh, yeah.
I was dating this douchey finance guy. And I got this pair of Elizabeth and James shoes were actually called the Greta. And the heel was like 75,000 inches tall. They were stilts. They were so tall. And it was a wooden heel and this like laser cut suede. Anyway, I thought that they were a very hot shoe. And I met up with this guy and he was with a bunch of like finance people that he worked with that were all older than him. So all these dudes were like in their 40s and 50s. And I come in hot. Like I'm four drinks in. I'm pretty fucked up. And I'm like, I see all of them and I think I'm being so hot. And I'm like, order me a Manhattan. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I like turn to go to the bathroom and I walk two steps and I swivel on my left heel and then I slide on my right and I eat so much shit that my whole body was in the air. In this shit eating, and I'm pretty sure I bruised my butt bone.
That's awful.
It was terrible. And then I went to the bathroom and acted like no one saw it, and when in reality, the entire restaurant froze.
There's not a week that goes by that I don't fall. Like, I have a bruise on my, like, foot, and my main thing that I do is I run into furniture. Like, I never look where I'm going.
Yeah.
Running into shit.
Why is falling still so embarrassing?
I fell down the subway stairs once.
Oh my God.
On an icy day in the morning, and I really hurt myself.
Oh my God, Lo.
And people were like, oh my God, are you okay? It was like one of those falls where nobody laughs. They like run over to see if you're alive.
Everyone just freezes.
Yeah. And it was really painful. I had like a actual huge bruise where my tailbone is and like all down one right side of my butt and thigh, and I also twisted my ankle. It was awful.
Wow. That sounds very painful.
Yeah, it was shitty. It was at the Prince and 6th Avenue subway station. What is that, the ACE?
Yeah, that's the ACE.
The ACE right there.
The AC, rather.
The AC right there. fell down those stairs.
Damn.
Damn That's is right.
Hard.
Yeah.
How you want some hot emails?
How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
I want hot emails, but I want you first.
I'm great. The voice is still gone. Really hoping to get it back one of these days. I know it's there somewhere. I'm sorry if you hear me kind of slightly chewing a piece of gum, but I have to keep my little voice moisturized. Otherwise, I can't yammer with my gals on the pod, and we don't want that. We want me to keep on yammering.
Cool.
Right.
All right. Let's get to the hot ones.
What else is going on? Nobody asked me what's going on with me.
I'll tell you what's going on with my life. Okay.
Sorry, love.
We're so concerned with Jilly's secrets that Jilly's not sharing with us, but it's okay.
I know.
Wait, I'll finish telling you what's going on with me.
I'll tell you secrets another time.
Okay. I love a secret another time. She tells us 10 years from now. Remember when we were recording the podcast 10 years ago and I said I had a secret? let's see. Valentine's Day was last week. We love a V-Day.
We do.
Is V-Day like a real thing?
I don't know. I think some people do take it very seriously. Some people really love it. Blair Saki, a lady love that we love, her favorite holiday, Valentine's Day.
Shut up. Really?
Yep.
You know, I don't even know if I have a favorite holiday. I'm not a fan of any of them. There's too much pressure on all of them.
I don't know. I love Christmas. I love going to Passover. Passover is a fun holiday.
I love Passover. And I also, I guess I, you're right. I like Rosh Hashanah. I like the New Year.
You had fun at my family's Christmas 2 years ago.
I did. Well, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, see, Christmas
is
fun.
But I don't celebrate Christmas as a Jew, but I like going to your Christmas party. Right. That was very
fun. Yeah, so.
I loved that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Valentine's Day doesn't really mean anything to me. I like don't really care. Although my father every year on Valentine's Day sends me flowers.
That's very nice.
It's so thoughtful.
My dad loves an e-card. He sends 9,000 e-cards.
That's cute.
Like a paperless post?
Yeah, but like like an off-brand paperless post. Like I don't know where he finds these cards.
Can I tell you what I've always wanted, you guys?
What?
I've always wanted someone to ask me out on a date by mailing me a postcard or letter.
Like they ask you on the date through the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I'd say yes if that person was like someone who I was already dating, but if it was the first date, I'd be like, hell no.
Would you be freaked out?
No, not the first date. But like, I always thought it was so cute when people got like paperless post invites to a date, but like one step further would be if someone like mailed you a letter.
Wait, who got paperless post invites to a date?
Someone that I like heard of, or I heard a story, maybe it was like an old tale that people tell, but I think that would be so cool to get a paperless post invite to a date, but since I already know about it, I don't think it's like that cool. So I think that now I would like someone to like mail me a letter. I'm saying this out loud has really felt very creepy. So maybe I just want someone to send me flowers and ask me out on a date.
No, I actually think that if you're full dating somebody, it would be pretty cute.
My boo and I send each other a lot of mail.
I think that's nice.
I love that. It's so romantic. That's what I think. I think that there's like so much romance in that. I would love to get like a letter that was like, hey, like, are you free Thursday at 7 p.m.?
I had a note in my bag today from him.
That is so nice.
See, that's the thing. We don't even need Valentine's Day. We just need romance throughout the year.
I know. I do need – it's every day. You know what? Every day is Valentine's Day as far as I'm concerned.
It sucks too because like you go out to dinner and then it's like a 3-course meal. And there's a fixed price, and I hate it when I go to a restaurant and I can't pick what I want. It's, like, the worst. So I don't like that. I feel like that's annoying in general. That's what I feel about Thanksgiving, too. It's, like, I don't want turkey. Like, why are you
– I just want all the sides. That's all that I want on Thanksgiving.
Like, some of these holidays, they, like, force you to eat food you don't even want.
Can I just say that I think that Valentine's Day is not the worst for single people. I think it's for people that are in the gray zone of dating.
Yeah, I think it's bad for gray zoners. I feel bad for the gray zoners out there.
Jill, we came up with this term, but I'm sure it exists, but we came up with this term last episode, the gray zone, for when you're first dating and you're kind of like not sure how to communicate, who should initiate.
You haven't been friend zoned.
You've
been gray zoned.
I like it. It's like a shadow.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Because it's like, exactly.
And I'm in the gray zone.
Love's in the gray zone.
I'm in the gray zone with dudes.
You know,
so it's because Valentine's Day is shitty.
What happens is things start really hot and there's like build up and excitement because you both are like really excited to get things going. And then you're like, okay, do we actually want to date or are we just going to fuck or are we just going to be friends? So it's like the gray zone is where you figure that out.
Yeah, or never speak again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true. The third one. See,
the
I
fourth,
was trying to be positive.
The fourth option.
I was trying to be positive for once, guys.
I think the gray zone.
No one caught on.
I think the gray zone is a cruel, cruel place to be.
It's the worst. It's so anxiety inducing.
Just literally, that's what I do. I have to say, hey, are we just going to like? Are you trying to like date? Are you trying to have sex? I told you. Are you trying to have sex? Or are you just trying to, like, what's the deal? You got to know soon.
For sure. Well, I'm working on getting out of the gray zone.
Yeah. The gray zone's hard when you're in your 30s.
It's hard.
The gray zone's hard anytime. I remember feeling like I was in the gray zone when I was 15 and it pissed me off.
It's hard. Well, I feel like it's actually maybe harder at this age because you meet people that you genuinely like less frequently.
Yes.
Because – like, you're here to fucking play.
Right,
31, going on 32, like, you're here to play. Not play around, but, like, you are, like, ready to show up.
You know what you
up.
Want. You're
exactly.
You're ready.
Yeah. And so the gray zone is, like, especially tricky because it's, like, we're not 23. We're in our 30s. And are we, like, gonna do this? Or are our lives just, like, too busy or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. And you're kind of like the people that you're actually dating, you see that you could potentially have a future with. So you like want to know sooner rather than just continuing the gray zone.
Yeah. And it's just at this point, I don't have the emotional space to be gray zoned for very long.
It's yeah, I mean,
too anxiety inducing. And I take way better care of myself now than I did when I was younger. And so I just refuse to be in that place for very long. Like I can handle it for like a week max and then I address it and figure it out.
It's also because like usually when I'm in the gray zone, I already know what I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totes.
So it's like you need to – so it's like you're just kind of wait. At least for me, it's like I'm very like definitive of like what I want.
I feel like when I've been in the gray zone, it's always the other person that has put me in the gray zone. Actually, that's not true. I've gray zoned people for sure. But
me
usually
too.
When I'm gray zoning someone, it's because, like, I like them, but something is off. And I don't think that it's always that way for everyone. But for me, when I've put somebody else in the gray zone, it's been like, yeah, I like you, but I don't like you to the point where I know for sure how I want to proceed with you.
Correct.
But I know I like you enough that I don't want to let you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's hard.
The gray zone. Dun, dun, dun. Sounds like a horror movie.
It is a horror movie.
It
the
is.
Gray zone is a horror movie. It's an anxiety-provoking zone that feels kind of twilighty because you're so emotionally volatile. Like when that gray zoner texts you, you're like, oh my God, they texted me.
Yeah.
You know? And when you guys are having a good banter, you're like high on life and everything's fucking awesome. And the second they fall off, you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
I always find it's weird when guys are like all up in your grill and texting you like crazy. And then you go out and they like follow up. And then you're like, okay, like I'm going to decide to like this person. And then they disappear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't make no sense. Sometimes people
like,
love.
You're facing me. You wanted this. I didn't pursue this. You did. And now you're walking away.
I hate a person that pursues. And the second you're there, they're like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, exactly. You fucking did this. You have to make your bed and sleep in it, motherfucker. You're the one that dragged my ass out at 8 p.m. on a Monday when I could have been home watching The fucking Bachelor.
You watch The Bachelor?
No, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't either.
I want to start, though. I think it's great content. And I think it's very grounding. You know, The Bachelor is very grounding to the people.
I actually have been trying to watch The Bachelor this season because in years past, I have been a huge Bachelor and Bachelorette fan, and I hate this season.
What's going on?
This guy, Ari, is just such a fucking goober. Every time he comes on screen, I literally want to vomit a little bit in my mouth. And I watch with my mom, and she's like, come on, give him a chance. I'm like, Mom, no, I would never.
Everyone seems to feel this way about Ari.
I would never make out with this dude. He literally, if I saw this guy at a bar, I'd be like, oh, fuck, you're disgusting.
I love that you just called him a goober.
He's so gross.
I don't know, but Jilly, this is the general. This is the general consensus of Bachelor Nation. Is that Ari is a goober.
He's a fucking goober. He's like not a dude that you want to fuck. And he just is like, he's not television gold. I'll just say that.
You know who was the television gold bachelor? That Andrew, right?
Andrew Firestone, yes.
Wasn't he on The Bachelor like 12 years
ago? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe even longer.
Yeah, like 15 years ago.
You guys,
he came to my sorority once.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to be the Bachelorette?
Let's do it. Jill.
Jill.
Jill. Wait, Jill. Jill.
Season of The Bachelorette. Give me 25 Jewish men.
Okay, hold on. Here's the
people
thing.
People would watch that because it would be the oddest group of people ever.
I think it'd be a little inclusive. I think a lot of people would feel like they weren't represented in the show.
The lens would be pretty small.
It'd be pretty limited scope of the world.
It would be funny as fuck.
But maybe you should pitch that to J-Date or what is it?
Idea.
Fish, what is it? Oh, Schmear Seeking Bagel. What is that one? Bagel.
I don't know.
Bagel Seeking Schmear.
Bubby, I actually don't have any Jewish dating apps.
Jilly, why not? What are you doing?
If you want a Jewish man, get on the nobody loves dating apps. You are not like the queen of the universe saying, I don't like dating apps.
People that sit around me like, you know what I love? Fucking Bumble. It's like, you're crazy. No one wants to be doing that.
No, I mean, I do it on occasion because I'm like, I feel like I'm making effort.
Yeah, and that's like important.
At all. I'm just swiping, you know, or I'm matching and I'm like, I don't know. Also, a man with a kid messaged me.
How do you feel? How would you date a man with a child?
I would.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like limiting myself to only dating specific people. I mean, I want to be with a Jewish guy, but I'm not like if I fall in love with someone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But would you see? Here's my thing. I would date a man. I would date a man with a child, but I would need the relationship with the ex to be really healthy because I wouldn't want to be caught in a lot of relationship, drama between people. You know, like that sounds not good. That can cause a lot of stress, and I think it's hard, and you know. It's hard, too, when you, like in Jerry Maguire, when Jerry Maguire fell in love with Renee Zellweger's kid, and initially, he fell in love with the kid. That was devastating. That kid was
fucking... I think that would be the hardest thing, though, is if you date someone, you... It depends. I mean, like, I think that if you're dating someone with a kid, I mean, I've never been in this position, you shouldn't meet the kid until you're like, okay, this is serious. You know what I mean? Because it's not...
I agree.
It's messed up the kid.
I agree.
Like, I met this guy when I was in Israel. It was very odd. And he was divorced and had a child. And literally over this whole lunch, I met him that day. And at this whole lunch, the whole time, he kept asking his kid how his kid would feel if I was his new mom.
That's fucking weird.
So weird.
They pursuing me and the kid was like maybe 5. And I was like, I'm so uncomfortable. And also like, we're never going out. First off, I'm not moving to Israel. Like, second off, like, I'm not interested in you. Like, maybe that's first, I'm not interested in you.
Dude, what a way to fuck up your kid.
Yeah, the poor kid. And then he kept, like, he did it more than once in more than one location. And I was, like, to the, like, person hosting the lunch, I was, like, this guy's too intense and it's, like, making me very uncomfortable.
That's so fucking weird. I'm going on a date with a hot dude who's a veteran this week.
That guy is so fucking hot. It's crazy. He's a veteran.
A veteran.
Which is so, make my panties wet, bitch. Serve.
I thought you said a veterinarian. I was like, I love animals.
He's a vet. He's in the Navy. He flew choppers.
Is he still enlisted?
No. He is fine.
He's so fucking fine. But you know,
he probably still has like years of like, you have to be on call.
No, I don't. I don't know. I haven't asked him. He is fine, and that's what matters.
Where'd you meet him?
The internet.
Like, which one?
Raya.
Love it.
I heard. I'm just hesitant to say it because I read an article about somebody who was on a podcast who like mentioned Raya, and then they got kicked off Raya.
That's bullshit. That is fucking bullshit. If you can't even say that you're on Raya on a podcast, like, give me a break, Raya. Give me a break. You should be so fucking lucky to have any of us on Raya.
Do you think they're going to cancel my account?
Sometimes I wish that people would... I wish people would kick me off dating apps because then I wouldn't have a choice to just not do it.
Jilly, give me your logins. I'll get you so many fucking dates. Are you kidding me?
I'm sure
me?
You would.
Same.
I would spray and fillet.
Whenever I am texting with a new guy, I'm horrible at texting. All of my texts sound like I'm mad at you. You guys know this. I text horribly. They're very like short and intense. So when I'm texting someone new, I always have to ask. I ask my friend Marissa for lines because like I send her like what I'm gonna say, and she's like, "You sound like you never want to see this person again."
Why don't you ask me and Greta for lines?
You never ask us for lines because you'll never say the lines I tell you to say. Because my lines would be like.
Yeah, true. Marissa's like very like nice.
Marissa's very nice.
Greta would be like, okay, like just tell them that you're going to be home at this hour with your top off.
No, I'd be like, I mean, yeah, Marissa probably has like very nice things to say.
They're so flirty cute. And I'm like, girl, you should write a book. Never in my life have I been given such great content. But then I'm able to, like, once I start with a few of her lines, then I can, like, finish with mine. But it's, like, it's good because, like, I recently reread a conversation with a guy that I was texting. And I was like, wow, I sound like a total bitch.
Well, so I do
have at least you have the perspective.
I do, which is hard because when you're on dating apps, it's all texting. And so that's why I think that I struggle with that is because I'm so bad at texting.
Yeah.
You know, I would say if you were to ask me for advice, like if a guy were to be like, hey, what's up? I'd probably be like, what up?
Same.
You know what I did?
I say it all the time.
On the Super Bowl, I messaged 10 guys. And I said, Patriots or Eagles?
And what did they say back?
Like, I got so many responses because it was about sports.
And or it's just topical. Very
topical, you know? Like, I don't know.
I didn't respond to any of them, though.
You could say that to anyone on the Super Bowl, and people would respond, sports fan or not.
Say that to, like, a stranger on the street.
You could have been like, Timberlake or Janet, bitch, and you know the right fucking answer.
Janet.
It was very safe, but I never responded to anyone's message.
Why? Jilly, no!
It's your deal. Wait, you're like, oh, what I the fuck? What?
You can't put out I that bait. And then they bite, and then you not say anything back? That's bullshit.
You have 10 potential dates just sitting on your phone.
10 potential wiener schnozzins waiting to get rock fucking hard for Jilly.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they're still waiting. They'll probably have to keep waiting for a while.
It's already been a while, Jilly. It's been like 2 weeks.
I'll give you my login.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Wait, my phone's charging. Will you send me your login? Please.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it for the podcast because I'm not going to give it to everyone that listens to our podcast.
I know, but will you just text me your login?
It. Do a little texting. This text is
the best. I'm going to give you my login, and on the next, or one of our next podcasts,
The live show in 2 days.
Yeah, we can read some messages that you do on my phone.
And I promise you they're going to be really good, but I'm also not going to send them all for you to approve.
That's fine. I don't want to approve. I just want you to
straight up sending them?
I want you to catfish, you know?
I will catfish, but what happens if I find a really hot suitor, set you up on a date? Will you go?
The rest is history, Greta.
Hold on. I would just like to say I am the number one candidate to finding you a husband, and we all know that.
You are, because I love disgruntled Jewish men, and you know exactly how to find them.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's time for a quick commercial break. We will be right back.
Yes.
A big shout out to RX Bar, one of our sponsors on Lady Lovin' today. RX Bar is a whole food protein bar, you guys, and they are made with 100% whole ingredients, and they're super transparent and upfront with their customers. So they label the core ingredients, which are egg whites, dates, and nuts, like that's it, on the front of the package, and the ingredients that make up the texture and the taste on the back, like 100% real cacao and coconut. And you guys, RX bars are so delicious. We have them here in the podcast recording studio. Greta loves to snack on one before we start the show. I like to bring these little kid versions of the bars with chocolate in my bag. They're absolutely delicious. And RX bar is of the belief that you don't need fillers, additives, chemicals, or added sugar in their bars. And you guys, the core ingredients, they do all the talking. It's simply like eating 3 egg whites, 2 dates, and 6 almonds with no BS. So if you guys want to get 25%, that's a lot, off your first order, all you got to do is visit rxbar.com/lovin and enter promo code LOVIN at checkout. So, like I said, for 25% off your first order, visit rxbart.com/lovin and enter that promo code LOVIN at checkout. Today's episode of Lady Lovin is brought to you by Third Love. And you guys, when it comes to bra shopping, I think that finding the right fit for me is really important, and Third Love is the only lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes too, because I'm in between like a C and a D, and that half cup size right there is so, so perfect for me. And also an interesting factoid, old school bra companies only carry 15 sizes, and Third Love has 60 sizes, including those half cup sizes that I just mentioned. They know that there is a perfect bra for everyone, so right now, Lady Lovin' listeners, you're getting 15% off of your first order. Isn't that awesome? So this year, make the change that will change the way that you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/lovin now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/lovin, thirdlove.com/lovin.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
We're back. We're back.
We're alive. Okay, wait. We have a juicy email.
Okay, juice it up.
This email fits into the topics that we've been covering a lot lately, which is our vaginas.
Can I tell you guys? I have an update.
A vagina update?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I've been thinking about potentially what Greta said and what I've heard. I've heard a lot of, so since we had our pubic hair conversation, I like brought it up with a few guy friends.
Yeah.
And they were like telling me that it was exciting to them to see hair because so many girls don't have it. So it feels like something new.
Huh.
Interesting.
So I was like, maybe in my future laser, I should just try something new. And then I was also like, maybe I want to feel more like a woman.
Maybe you should laser a happy face onto your pussy.
No, I think nail art is as much as I'll go with that. But it was an intriguing, it was an intriguing thing.
Interesting. I'm going to start asking dudes about it too.
You should, because I think what I've realized
Yeah.
is men like surprises.
And so do women, but I only like pleasant surprises.
Greta and I were talking about this, just the spontaneity of like how spontaneity keeps your sex life alive.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I think the pubic hair thing like plays into that.
I think spontaneity is the pulse of the vitality of a relationship.
The lifeblood.
Yeah.
You could say.
All right, let me read this email.
Okay.
Thank you to this beautiful listener for writing in and sharing this question with us. She says, I'm going to bear it all here, LOL, and ask for advice from you about a pretty intimate subject. So I'm engaged and we've been together for 7 years. Since it's been so long, our sex life definitely ebbs and flows. When we were in college, I got a Brazilian wax for the first time and he loved it. I kept going because I had a lot of disposable income. I stopped when I got my first real job and had to start paying rent and bills. Now he's so weird about my shaven vagina, and I've definitely told him to suck it up and that he's lucky to even have me in general, but I can't help but feel like he's avoiding contact with it besides actual PNV sex. When we're having sex a few weeks ago, I said, you never touch it anymore, and he spit on it from above. Still avoiding to touch it. And it was very weird for her.
She also said that him spitting on it seemed like his way of compromising.
Which is crazy. So she wants some advice on how she should talk to him about this. She basically said she tried talking to him once and he said it's her fault since she used to get waxed and now she doesn't. And every
what?
Guy prefers wax.
Okay, so, who wants to start this? Because I have a lot to say.
My mouth is just agape right now, so I don't
hate this man.
Start.
This man is a dick, okay? First off.
You need to ask him what happened in his past that makes him act this way. He's watched too much porn. He just...
Yeah, but, like, not everyone in porn has, like, a waxed vagina.
I know, but a lot.
A lot of people in porn, and if they don't have a wax vagina, they have a landing strip usually. But also, he probably has a porn preference, and he probably only watches porns where girls are completely bare. And look, that's fine. We've talked about this before. It's fine. What I'm not liking here is that he is saying it's your fault because she doesn't get waxed anymore.
Also, bro, if you...
Is this guy getting his fucking balls waxed for her?
Yeah, you shouldn't touch his dick unless he waxes his fucking balls and his asshole and tell you that he's like, here, babe, have my fucking dick and balls all clean and shiny.
The thing I don't like about this is I do think that, like, when you're with someone for a long time, you can say, hey, like, would you mind growing your hair out or would you want to try this? But I don't like that he's kind of like mandatory, either like either wax or like I'm not going to touch your vagina. Like that's ridiculous. It's also he's acting like a 4-year-old child. I really don't like this.
Also, I'm sorry. You're still taking the time to shave your whole vagina, okay? And he still won't touch your vagina because it's shaven. It's bare, bitch. Fucking touch it.
Yeah, I don't.
What is going on with this guy?
I don't follow.
I'm just confused because I feel like this could be like a larger issue because if he's going to act this way about like something so small as your pubic hair, like how is he going to act when you both have a different decision and a different opinion about like, you know, moving to a different house or like paint, like, you know what I mean? Or, you know, sending your kids to a different school. Like, there's so many things. This is just like a small situation that he's not handling correctly, and he can't handle the rest of your life like this or else it's not going to work out. It can't be his way or the highway.
I'm sorry. This isn't a small situation. To me, this is a really huge situation. This is him basically saying, I don't want to touch your vagina because you're not getting it waxed. Like, the fact that she said you haven't touched it in a while and he didn't even put his fucking finger on it or finger you or
it's
how does he get
so
you
derogatory.
What is the foreplay? It is so derogatory.
And the
so
spit derogatory. Like that he spits on it is like so misogynistic.
If you're spitting on my pussy, you better believe you're rubbing it after. Like, you're not just spitting on it, you're touching it after. And you're like, is he making you come? What's going on? It sounds like you're really being neglected in this relationship.
This is
so. What is our? Up. What is your guys' advice?
Honestly, I would dump this loser. I know they're getting married, but literally, I would just tell this guy to fuck off.
Agree. Honestly, if someone treated me like this, I would have to walk away.
And this is a huge issue because he is. He's being oppressive to you, yeah. And he is knocking you down. And this kind of sub-dom relationship that is not mutual is going to be something that will leak into, if it hasn't already, which I'm sure it already has, that's going to leak into your relationship.
Yeah.
And that's going to cause some serious, serious, serious problems. Why are you with this man? I really want you to think about why you're with this man, because he sounds like a piece of shit, honestly.
Yeah.
What's he gonna do after you have a fucking baby? What if he watches you push a baby out of your pussy? What's he gonna do then?
Yeah.
Does he also think you don't shit?
I don't. This whole thing makes me uncomfortable.
I don't. So, like.
This whole thing makes me uncomfortable. I hate this question. It makes me feel so much pain anger
for you.
For
I'm so sorry you're going through this. I'm so sorry you're going through this. You are beautiful and gorgeous and everything. We're just heated over here because we can't believe the audacity of this man.
And like your genitals are something you're already, your genitals are something you're like already sensitive about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you get to a certain age where you care less, but you always want your partner to like you and like your vagina, like all this stuff. So to be made to feel that it's like subpar or like weird or gross in some way, he won't even touch you. That's like borderline of fucking abusive, man.
Yeah.
I think you need to leave this man. It is fucked up.
It's 100% fucked up.
I have a really bad taste in my mouth over this one. I'm pissed.
I'm really pissed too. And I think it's trash. I think he's trash.
Same. Bye. Okay. Our next question is, we have a beautiful listener who's 22 years old. She's never been in a relationship, and she says, I think it's because I filter myself a lot when I'm around guys because I want to come off as too cool for school. When in reality, I'm a person that says too cool for school. I have the best
That's really cute.
I know. I say too cool for school all the time too, girl. I have the best conversations with guys when I'm caught off guard and have no choice but to be my quirky, appropriately awkward self. The problem is, next time I see them, I get nervous and basically lose my personality altogether because I don't want them to think I'm annoying. Do you have any tips on how to stay true to who you are, even when nerves get in the way? How do I stop second guessing myself? She says that she's asking us because we all have such distinct, awesome personalities, and it shows through on the podcast. Well, little do you know, I second guess myself 24/7. This is a question for me. This is exactly who I am, too. This whole entire email.
So, Jay, answer the question.
Yeah, I get so nervous when I go out with guys for the first time. But I find that, and Lowe's really helped me through this, that, you know, if you say, hey, you know, when it's appropriate, I'm a little nervous, or I'm a little shy until you get to know me, or just kind of a sentence about yourself that isn't necessarily putting yourself down or making it seem like you're weird or awkward or uncomfortable, and you're not saying anything negative. You're just saying that, you know, it's going to take a minute for me to warm up. And I think that saying something like that is super important, because you can see how the other person reacts. If they are a weirdo, then clearly that's not the right guy for you. If they are oh, that's fine, whatever, you know what I mean? Then I think that you can eventually, you'll get to the place where you will feel more comfortable, and that just enables you to sort of, you know, feel more comfortable after you've said that, because you're opening up a little bit more and you've shared something about yourself. I also think that small things you know, when you go out on a date with a guy, making sure that you're comfortable in your clothing and you're not fidgeting, you know, and it's like going for a job interview. If you feel great and you're, you know, don't have any other extra things to worry about, that just removes a layer of feeling uncomfortable. So I think those two things are things that I've done to, like, you know, feel more like myself. And I recently had a date with a guy and I did that. And he was like, I was like, I kind of had like a little bit of a guard up, but, you know, it's only because I'm shy. And we continued talking and it was great. So,
yeah, I think
that's my advice.
I think that exposing pieces of your vulnerabilities allow other people to expose pieces of themselves to you. You get way more comfortable with somebody when you're willing to share something about yourself that is uncomfortable or you don't like. Just like Jill said, like, we've had this conversation, like, just tell them that you're shy. You know what I mean? Like, if you're behaving shy, like, that's okay, but it's way easier to just address it, and then it's, like, not an issue anymore. And I think that you can only make changes in the way that you want to date and meet people if you go out and you actually try. I think that so many people get stuck in the same pattern of behavior over and over again, even though they get advice, they ask their friends all the time, but they rarely actually do anything different. And once you do something different once and it actually works, it gives you the result that you want, that's when you evolve and grow as a person, and it, like, teaches you, like, new sets of behaviors, and, like, that's how you change, honestly.
Also, you have to remember that you're 22 years old, you know what I mean?
Like, you're still figuring yourself out.
Yeah, you're still trying to figure everything else out, so you can't be so hard on yourself. Like, you can't be like, oh no, I was, like, so awkward with that guy. Like, I'm, like, 31 years old, and I still have awkward situations with guys all the time. Like, I can't even, like, imagine what I was like on dates when I was 22.
When I was 22, I was cocky as hell. I really could have used to bring it in.
You should just, like, you know, enjoy this period of meeting people and really learning about yourself and learning what you're comfortable with and, like, you know, the type of men that you like to talk to and the type of guys that make you feel like you can be yourself. Because I think that's a huge thing, too. Like, I dated a lot of guys that I didn't feel like I could be myself with, and I kept always thinking it was because of me just, like, not being able to, like, you know, be more confident. And it, a lot of time was because I was dating guys that didn't – that made me feel uncomfortable and that I didn't want to be with, you know?
What do you think, G?
I think that the confidence thing is hard. I do think you're really getting to know yourself, and I also wouldn't put too much pressure on yourself. When I was 22, I acted like really fucking arrogant, like, all the time, which was, like, my sort of defense, you know? But I wouldn't put too much pressure on it. I would just, like, focus on putting yourself in situations where you feel good, you feel confident, you feel comfortable. And then from those situations, I think that you're bound to meet someone and you're bound to do something. Again, like, you're so young. Like, all of us are still getting to know ourselves every day.
Yeah, for sure.
Every day. I wouldn't worry too much. My advice to her is to not worry. Don't worry and don't think too much about it. You're going to meet someone. It's going to be fab.
You know? And Lois said something important that a lot of people, because they're so afraid of their, like, being awkward and shy, that you get stuck and you don't go out. It's like, try to get through it.
Go out.
Meet people, keep doing it, because all of that's going to help you so much in the long run.
Also, everyone's awkward. Everyone feels insecure. Everyone feels scared. Everyone, like, you have to remind yourself that we're all human and we all feel the same feelings, and eventually we've all felt the same way. So you feeling awkward and uncomfortable isn't special. You know, the person that you're talking
you're
to
not
probably
special.
No, you know what I mean. The person that you're talking to probably feels uncomfortable and weird too. It's like, everyone feels the same way. We all deal with the same emotions in some way or another. So just remind yourself of that. The person thinking most critically about you is yourself. However you're thinking of yourself, no one else is. I can tell Jillian Lowe how I think I look, how I think I feel, and they'll say to me, are you crazy? Like, you're crazy. You don't look like that. You don't seem like that, you know? But that's just, we're so much more critical of ourselves. So remember that too. You're your own worst enemy when it comes to yourself.
Toties.
100%.
Toties. Jilly, who is our lady loving today?
I'm going to go with Lo.
Me?
Because Lo made a move to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scary to make that large change because she did really love New York. She loved her friends in New York. She loved her life in New York. But something was missing. And she knew what it was. So she made the decision. She went to LA. And she's very happy. And she feels healthy and great. And I just wanted to say that I'm proud of you, Lo.
Oh, thanks, Joel. I love you.
Love you, girl.
That's very, very thoughtful of you.
Love that.
Well, guys, if you want to see Lo's healthy and happy self on Wednesday,
come to our show.
It is Wednesday the
21st
at 8 p.m.
Yep.
At the Hollywood Improv.
Yep.
You can get tickets at the Hollywood Improv's website or on any of our Instagrams,
you can Twitters. Find links and shit.
And you guys, keep on liking our podcast on iTunes and subscribing and commenting and keep sending us emails. We love hearing from you.
We love it.
All right. You guys are the absolute best. February is the month for self-love, not just for Valentine's Day. So just keep doing what you're doing and we'll catch y'all next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.